Stugatz here for Advance Auto Parts. These days, it's good to be prepared, and that includes your vehicle. That's why Advance Auto Parts has free vehicle battery testing and installation with no appointment needed. Batteries start at just $79.99. They'll also have curbside pickup on any order. Enter the code DAN20 when you buy online to save 20% on your order. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations. See stores for details.
786-456-4837 is the number if you want to get in here with Ron McGill. We will do so in a second. I probably have to explain to the uninitiated what it is that happened in the last segment because the timing was a little bit poor, but we have a rule around here, okay? And it doesn't matter what we're discussing. No subject is immune from the hard network out, no matter how serious it is. And so I want to point out to the audience that what happened with Greg Cody once upon a time when we were talking about a tumor that he had in his chest that needed to be removed, it was very sensitive subject matter, but we have a clock around here at the end of every hour, and I used to for years wear a baseball cap with a clock on it to help Greg Cody not succeed. What were we trying to do? We were trying to help him succeed, but he failed at every turn, and there was no greater example of this.
We were trying to help him tell time.
That's what we were doing. He has still not learned it, but the most egregious timing we've ever had, and also the funniest, was this.
I just want to give you a sample of what Greg Cody sounded like, which set us all off in a panic, everyone except for Greg Cody, because he's old and he's stubborn and he refuses to go to the doctor. So that's what you sounded like for the better half of a month now. Me, yeah. Dan, everyone. We told you repeatedly to go to the doctor. You ignored us. You finally went to the doctor, and the results of your visit to the doctor were what?
Yeah, after several tests, they found a tumor in my chest.
Wait a minute. Did you just make it fried whale? Did you make it orca instead of okra?
Me? Perhaps. I mean, I don't know. We're getting a lot today.
You made it fried whale. Ron McGill on with us now. We've got a lot of questions for Ron McGill as we do every week. Roy, what do you have for Ron McGill of Zoo Miami?
Yeah, I saw that there was a snapping turtle in Virginia. Is the snapping turtle native to Virginia? And if not, are more animals venturing outside of their natural habitat based off of people staying inside because of the pandemic?
Well, no, snapping turtles are found almost throughout the country. When anywhere there's water, you can find fresh water, that is, there you can basically find snapping turtles. Now, there's a real huge type of snapping turtle, the alligator snapping turtle. That's a little bit more confined down into the south. And yes, animals are venturing a little further now, or at least in the past when people were kind of closed up with the pandemic. But as people go out, animals will begin to retreat again.
Chris, what do you have for Ron McGill of Zoo Miami?
Ron, do animals have strong and weak hands like humans? And more specifically, a dog. How can I tell if my dog is right or left-handed?
Well, animals do have a dominant side. You can see that obviously in primates. You'll see primates using a right hand or a left hand more predominantly than others. You'll see something like an elephant will have a right tusk or a left tusk. You have a right tusked elephant or a left tusked elephant. I don't know if that's properly said, but, you know, they favor one tusk or the other. So it's hard to say, but I think if your dog, for instance, you see them pawing or digging or something when they use their paw, if you ask for a paw, whatever paw they give you, would tend to indicate which side they tend to favor.
Colin, you are on with Ron McGill of Zoo Miami. Go ahead, Colin.
Thank you. So Ron, yesterday I was kind of appalled because I was driving with my friend, and he purposely chased down, I live in South Florida, and he chased down one of those curly-tailed lizards that I believe are invasive. Now, I always try to avoid them. Should I be following his lead and kill him, or should I just do my humane thing and stay away?
Well, I will never advocate just going out and killing an animal. Having said that, whatever you can do to deter their presence in the environment in which you live is not going to be looked down upon because they don't belong here. So they're non-native. Leaving them alone is fine. I don't ever advocate, hurting an animal or certainly not killing an animal.
Do you pee in pools or showers?
I have done it in the shower. I don't do it in pools, at least not since I was maybe 5 or 6.
Mm-hmm. Greg Cody, you're on with Ron McGill of Zoo Miami. Oh, what do you have for Ron McGill, Greg?
Hey, Ron, this is something that I read a few weeks ago, and I'd like to just read a statement to you and have you react. Tokyo Aquarium asks public to FaceTime shy eels under lockdown because the spotted green eels are getting used to a non-human environment and have forgotten about people.
Well, okay, listen, they will adjust to whatever happens. When the people come back, they will adjust just like they are on FaceTime. I don't know what the point of FaceTime is, so that when they reopen that the eels are already out and they don't have to readjust at that time. I think that's a really good marketing ploy by a PR agency that's probably charging them way too much money.
Robert, you are on with Ron McGill, who can smell BS wherever it is that it's being dished. Robert, you're on with McGill. Go ahead.
Hey, Ron, I'm an over-the-road truck driver. Can you help me find a truck-friendly dog, one that's going to stay on the truck for an extended period of time? By the way, it's okra, Sugats.
Yeah, we established that. Thanks.
So he wants a truck-friendly dog as a trucker going cross-country. Is that what he was asking?
Yes.
Yeah.
Go to your local shelter, get a medium-sized dog that doesn't shed. There are a lot of those dogs that basically don't shed that are looking for a good home. And I promise you, you save a great medium to small dog in a shelter that has been used to staying in a small place. He's going to love staying in a small place with someone like yourself and be the best companion you've ever had.
Billy, wow, he really is questioning that man's marital status. Billy, you are on with Ron McGill of Zoo Miami. What do you have, Billy?
Ron, I recently read that seahorses don't have teeth or a stomach and need to be constantly eating to stay alive. So, first of all, how is that possible? And two, are there other animals that are like that?
You know what? This is one of those, I don't know. I do know that they don't really have true teeth, but I don't know that they don't have a stomach. I don't know. I have failed in this segment, and I profoundly apologize, but I don't know whether seahorses have a stomach or not. I assume they did, but I could very easily be wrong. There are animals that have to eat continuously just because of their metabolism. You know, things like hummingbirds, they have such a high metabolism, they constantly have to be feeding, but they do have a stomach. I just assume that seahorses did, but then, of course, you know, it's the male seahorse that kind of gives birth. So there's all kinds of things about seahorses that are a little different.
Dan, why are you introducing our staff like they're callers?
Stugatz, you're on with Ron McGill of Zoo Miami. Go ahead, Stugatz.
I don't have a question for Ron. I mean,
okay, well, there you go. Good help there, Stugatz. Well, no, all you had was your joke, right? Yes. All you had was your joke, and then you didn't help me at all.
I do have a question, but I was trying to leave room for the actual callers and the rest of the staff.
Danny, you're on with Ron McGill of Zoo Miami. Go ahead, Danny.
Hi, Ron. Aside from Stu Goss, if we were to introduce primates in the United States, would they thrive?
There's certainly places where they could thrive. I mean, we have places in Florida, for instance, along Hamasasa Springs, that a whole colony of rhesus macaques is thriving there. They have plenty of food. They have plenty of water. There's plenty of habitat, especially in the subtropical places here in the States, that would sustain certain primates very easily, yes. The question is whether they would be able to, live side by side with people, which is most likely a no.
Is there anywhere in the world where they eat fried orca?
Okra.
No.
Not orca.
No, orca. I'm asking you the way Stugatz pronounced it. Orca, the whale.
If it is, it's illegal. The Marine Mammal Protection Act protects orcas from being fried.
All right. So then technically Stugatz's reading is an actual crime. It's a thank you, Ron.
We feel like I'm committing them.
We appreciate your time, Ron. We'll talk to you next week.
Have a great week, guys. Take care. Bye-bye.
Stugatz here. Support for the Dan Le Batard Show with Stugatz podcast comes from our friends at Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Home today is so much more than it was yesterday, but at Rocket Mortgage, home is still all about you. During these challenging times, the top priority at Rocket Mortgage is the health and safety of the communities they serve. If you need mortgage assistance, their team is available 24/7 to answer questions and offer solutions. Whether that means saving money on your mortgage or finding a new way to navigate payments from their home to yours, the team at Rocket Mortgage is with you. Visit rocketmortgage.com/Lebatard to learn more. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number is 3030.
GEICO gets you access to licensed agents 24/7, which means that GEICO is always there for you. If only everyone was always there for you. Like your mom, when you fill out really, really important paperwork on the first day of a new job.
Name, check. Birthday, Social Security, is that a thing? Hey, Mom, what is my Social Security number? Mom? Okay, let's guess. 0017. Oh, Gemini. Hashtag done.
GEICO, always there for you with savings and 24/7 access to licensed agents.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. If you missed any of the show, you can listen to all 3 hours of the Dan Le Batard Show, plus our Miami Only Hour and our Best of Podcast on demand in the ESPN app. And subscribe to the Le Batard and Friends Podcast Network featuring South Beach Sessions, Stupidity, and Mystery Crepe. Please rate and subscribe. New episodes are posted every week wherever you get your podcast. Greg Cody, giving the Straight Talk, is brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise.
We're trying to give you a whole bunch of menu items, and the latest South Beach session is with Carl Douglas. You've heard him over the last couple of weeks on the show. We're not going to talk about this particular time. We're going to talk about his career. And so if you want that, we ask you again to subscribe to the Le Batard and Friends Podcast Network. The show is slowly, after months, getting back to a more normal place, and the polls indicate that generally. At Le Batard Show, Stugatz, what do we have over the last couple of days as it regards the polls, because we have not updated these in a couple of days?
The Twitter poll is brought to you by 303 Touchless Sealant for the ultimate protection and shine in no time. Again, at Le Batard Show on Twitter. Is it pajamas or pajamas?
Important one. Important question in these troubled times.
It really is. 57.5% of the audience, and a ton of votes here, said pajamas.
Wow. So wait a minute. So everyone on our show, it's the only consensus we've ever gotten around here. Everyone on our show says pajamas, but America is saying it's pajamas.
Yes, except for me. I call them PJs.
And after talking it out and realizing that I watched Bananas in Pajamas as a younger person, I walked it back. I'm a pajamas guy.
All right. Does anything in the world feel better than catching your friend in a hypocrisy? It's a great question.
Anything in the world. And we gotta ask a subsequent question. What feels better, sex or catching your friend in a hypocrisy?
68% of the audience said no.
Nothing feels better than that.
Nope. Did Sammy Sosa look like a Dick Tracy villain last night? 94% of the audience said yes. Do you know that the news has gotten serious when one of your parents stands up while watching it?
Tell me
it doesn't
wrong.
Get more serious.
Tell me I'm wrong about
not.
That.
No, you're right.
I have seminal moments in my childhood where I saw my father watching television standing up.
94% of the audience said yes. Does Rob Manfred strike you as the type that has an ace in the hole? Yesterday I felt good about it. Today not so good. 73.5% of the audience said no. Does not appear to be that guy.
I want to ask again, can you trust someone who's got Fred anywhere in their name?
Was Mike Greenberg born to slalom his way through commissioners in a 2-hour SportsCenter special? You bet he was.
Yes, he was.
He crushed it last night.
Yes, slaloming.
Flawless that guy is. 92.6% of the audience said yes. Is Jeremy Schapp always doing a live shot? 94% of the audience said yes.
This is a good show we did yesterday.
Do flies hear well? Oh, to be a fly on the wall to hear what LeBron is saying about Kyrie Irving right now. 72% of the audience said no. Which is more dangerous? Fighting Dana White or getting tased by Jeff Darlington?
got a heck of a month coming up at some point.
Well, the lawyers say I can't be tased by Jeff Darlington, so which is more dangerous?
52% of the audience said getting tased by Darlington. Let's not leave out that Shaq perhaps wants to just slap you for $1 million.
Did we find out whether that's true or not? Somebody said he said that on his podcast. Shaq, you may remember, said that our podcast stinks and that we would be gone in a year. Our podcast has more listeners than Shaq's does. Chris, what do you have here?
He did say it was like a weird minute patch of his audio because he said it. He's like, I'd do that for charity. I would smack. And then they brought it back like 30 seconds later. So they're like, so Shaq, you would do that for $1 million? He's like, I'm not putting up my money. Dan can put up his money. So he like said it. And then 30 seconds later, he's like, I'm not putting up any money. Dan can.
There you have it, Dan. Put up $1 million.
So Shaq can slap you. I mean, what? Did you know that helicopter isn't broken down into heli and copter? It's actually helico and
that rocked my world.
Yeah. 92% of the audience said no. Is ESPN trying to kill Jeff Passan?
So trying to kill him. Same way they tried to kill Gammon. Same way they tried to kill Kirchin. Same way they tried to kill Olney.
92% of the audience said yes. Do you pee in the shower? This is big for Tony and Chris. 22,000 votes. Whoa. 78.5% of the audience said yes.
Wow.
Who doesn't? I mean, I guess 21.5, but they're lying. Have you ever been caught peeing in the pool? 83% of the audience said no. Have you ever caught anyone peeing in the pool?
You know what? I'm with Chris Cody on this. The peeing in the pool crime has to be the one that is prosecuted the least anywhere in criminality. I can't think of something else that is as criminal that people are perpetually getting away with.
58% of the audience said they have never caught anyone peeing in the pool. Does chlorine disinfect the pee in the pool? 63% of the audience said yes. Should his name be Fred Manfred? 84% of the audience said yes.
What?
I don't understand that one.
Well, Rob Manfred, Fred Manfred, who do you trust more? Do you trust Rob Manfred more or Fred Manfred more?
I guess Rob Manfred. I just don't understand why the question, but it's okay.
Yeah, I don't either.
All the others, though, you don't have any issue with?
Thank you for running it by me. I think I grasped what the question was. I still just don't.
Right. Why'd we ask it?
Yeah, yes. I just don't know why we were asking.
I just don't think you can trust a Fred. Anybody who's got a Fred anywhere in their name, you just can't trust it.
Well, how many Freds? Fred Wilpon, do you trust him?
No.
Freddie Couples. How about that?
I don't trust him either.
I don't trust him either.
What? Yeah. Why?
The way he wears his visor, mainly.
How about Freddie Freeman?
No.
Huh?
And he's a Freddie. I'm more apt to trust a Freddie.
I'm more apt to trust a Freddie or a Frederick. If you go straight Fred, I haven't trusted one since Flintstone.
Does the name Fred inspire confidence? 91% of the audience said no.
Who's the greatest Fred in the history of sports?
Oh, sports.
Oh, Freddie Couples. Or perhaps Freddie Freeman, actually.
So the two we just mentioned.
Well, no, I mean, who else? You know what? Now I need to look it up.
Fred Hoiberg.
You said sports.
The mayor.
The mayor. You could always trust the mayor.
Can you?
No. Fred Durst.
Where were we?
You can't trust him.
Where were we?
You were reading polls, Stu Guy.
I know. I so badly want to look up best friends of all time. Did you get into sports to hear commissioners talk? 93% of the audience said no. Oh, my God. We're not done. Do you like potato skins? 77% of the audience said yes.
There is a soccer player whose name is just Fred.
More addictive, convenience or crack?
That soccer player has no chance.
82% of the audience said convenience.
Your name can't be just Fred.
Yeah. I think it's like Brazilian, so it's probably pronounced Fredgie or something like that, but it's Fred.
Do you love Dick Vitale ranting at baseball while sitting in a jacuzzi in a collared shirt?
That's good video right there.
70% of the audience said yes, those are the polls. Stugatz here. Support for the Dan Le Batard Show with Stugatz podcast comes from our friends at Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Home today is so much more than it was yesterday, but at Rocket Mortgage, home is still all about you. During these challenging times, the top priority at Rocket Mortgage is the health and safety of the communities they serve. If you need mortgage assistance, their team is available 24/7 to answer questions and offer solutions. Whether that means saving money on your mortgage or finding a new way to navigate payments from their home to yours, the team at Rocket Mortgage is with you. Visit rocketmortgage.com/Lebatard to learn more. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number is 3030.
Guillermo, put it on the poll, please. Best Fred, McGriff, Lynn, or Biletnikoff?
Oh, wow. Biletnikoff's a Hall of Famer, I think, isn't he? I mean, is the crime dog in?
No, he is not.
Fred Lynn? Probably not. All guests of the Dan Le Batard Show appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Here's your SportsCenter update. The WNBA and the Players Union agreed to a 22-game regular season starting in late July. The league is finalizing an agreement with IMG Academy in Bradenton, Florida, to host all the games, including the postseason in October, which includes single elimination games for the first and second rounds, and then five-game series for the semifinals and WNBA finals. A small number of Cowboy players have tested positive for the coronavirus, according to multiple sources, and a source said a few Texans have also tested positive. And finally, the Real Top Gun School imposes a $5 fine on any staff member that quotes the movie. Blasphemy. These days, it's good to be prepared, and that includes your vehicle. That's why Advance Auto Parts has free vehicle battery testing and installation with no appointment necessary, and also free curbside pickup on any order. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations. See stores for details. For all the latest headlines and information, tune in to SportsCenter on ESPN Radio all throughout the day.
So football is basically 50 days away, Stugatz. And I think one of the things that's misunderstood about the coronavirus,
yep,
because I think people are doing sort of pass-fail. Do you survive it or do you die? Is that when Von Miller has it for 5 weeks and it attacks his lungs and he plays in that altitude?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's very low on the list of important things, but I do wonder how play is going to be affected by what's Ezekiel Elliott's stamina going to be if he's got the coronavirus. Like, Von Miller struggled with this thing for a long time, was fighting it for a long time, yes. And I do wonder, this does considerable damage to the lungs.
So I've spoken to a few people who have had it. They're not professional athletes, obviously. Well, one was Tony Boselli, and he still doesn't feel right. Boselli got that. It brought it to his knees, he said. He almost died, he said. And he said he still doesn't feel right psychologically and physically. So I think it's a very fair question for you to be asking how some of these guys are going to feel even months after they contracted the virus. And, I don't think anyone has those answers, but it certainly should be a concern for the league, for the players, and then the obvious concern of what happens, you know, when someone contracts it or if they contract it during the season. You know,
does anyone have a good answer for a different question, which is why the need to attack Mike Ryan with zeal and fervor over putting McGriff in the famous Freds in Sports category?
Over forgetting. And usually I'm against the angry mob, but they were absolutely right. How can we talk about famous Freds and not bring up the crime dog?
But the level of anger is something that always surprises me. Does this deserve your anger? The fact that McGriff was not named as one of the most excellent Freds in our totally unscientific, lazy conversation about Freds in sports.
I'll back them up on this one. I think so, Dan. This was egregious.
This was worthy.
It was, yeah.
It was worthy of this kind of rage.
This is a 500 home run guy, I believe. I think he's close to 3,000 hits. He might be in both clubs. I can't believe he's not in the Hall of Fame.
First of all, he can't be in both those clubs. Otherwise, he'd be in the Hall of Fame. Everyone who's in both of those clubs is in the Hall of Fame. So I don't think you have that right
on
either
count. You
can
pull up
the
stats all you want. Check it out. It doesn't take away from the fact that I am sincerely sorry.
Okay. And that apology is not, it's not profuse enough. Yes, Chris, what do you have on the subject that we all like to talk about, Fred McGriff?
I just want to bring up a couple Freds that I thought of. Let's not forget about former Bills running back Fred Jackson. He had a really good run. Also NBA champion Fred Van Fleet.
Right. Also Fred Taylor. Fred McGriff, the crime dog, is in neither one of those clubs.
Hold on.
Maybe that's why he's not in the Hall of Fame.
Hold on. The discussion is not Freds. The discussion is Freds you can trust. And I don't know if you ever had Fred Taylor in fantasy, but you couldn't trust him to be out there.
Wait a minute.
So close.
If I can't trust Stugatz on very basic Fred McGriff information, what can I trust him on? Yes, Roy, why are you pointing a finger at me in a way that suggests that you're just as angry as the internet is about this McGriff?
Or are you just pointing it like Fred McGriff did in the Tom Emanski instructional video commercial?
It's the one that gets results, yes. But you can absolutely trust Freddie Baffrate, all right? Blues did.
I don't know what to do with that comment. I am always confused when the hockey knowledge spills from your lips.
Fred Astaire. I mean, that's a Fred that Greg trusts, I'm certain.
There is a vigorous thumbs up. Greg Cody engaged in the conversation for the first time since he made a reference to the 1870s during his Back in My Day. That's what you wanted to get in with, Cody? You want to get in with Fred Astaire?
The only two Freds of historic note are Flintstone and Astaire. And there's no question about that.
All right. Well, Fred Douglas would like a word.
I mean, you changed him to Fred to boost your argument. No one calls him Frederick Durst. You can't just go changing variations of Fred.
So wait a minute. You guys think that Fred Douglas would have been less effective as a historical figure? You guys are claiming that because it's Frederick, that Fred Douglas wouldn't have been successful.
Just saying you can't boost your argument. I am not getting into a Frederick Douglas thing with you.
Yeah. Do you think Fred Couples would be as good a golfer as Freddie Couples?
You are not going to skate on the fact that you had McGriff hitting 500. Good comeback.
Crime duck.
Oh, you didn't know? Your act's better. Call somebody.
I was remiss in the last segment not doing this with you because I said Fred Hoiberg and you hit the lazy note and then Sean Casey.
Mayor.
I was gonna go just keep hitting that note back and forth.
A lot of mayors.
Are there any other mayors? Are there any? I think that's it. I think those are the only two guys who have the nickname the mayor. Why? Because it's a terrible nickname.
John Mayer.
That's not his nickname. It's his last name.
What?
Did you know Geico's now offering an extra 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies? That's 15% on top of what Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Your goldfish to sing Bizet's Carmen? There's never been a better time to switch to Geico. Save an extra 15% when you switch by October 7th. Limitations apply. Visit geico.com for details.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Clean nose, healthy life. Make good nasal hygiene your new normal. Go to Navage.com. That's Navage.com. You'll love that clean nose feeling. Guys, it's time for the Binge Club, brought to you by Marathon. These days, we have to travel smart. Marathon can help by improving engine performance with quality top-tier gasoline. Marathon, fueling the American spirit. I have been watching a great little, I guess, mini-series on Netflix called The Woods, an Italian show. It's always hard because sometimes, you know, the words coming out of the mouth don't match up with what's actually being said. But this show is 6 episodes. I have 1 episode to go. I have watched 5 episodes over the last 3 days. And it is fantastic. That is what I am binging.
Subtitles? You're saying that?
No subtitles. It's just, you know, the words coming out don't match up with them opening
up
their mouths.
So you're
watching it dubbed? Yes.
Because you can't read.
Yeah, dubbed, whatever. Yeah, I'm not going to do subtitles ever, ever, ever.
Okay, very good. That's not terribly surprising. Mike, you saw Knives Out finally?
I did.
Now, before you tell me how you felt about it, just keep in mind, it's been very... well received as a movie. I felt very alone in thinking that it was extraordinarily average. But because I'm binge watching Space Force, expectations are always a part of this, right, Stugat? So yes. Everyone said Space Force was terrible, and I watched it, and it was fine. But my expectations had been lowered. Everyone went into it. Well, it's Steve Carell. It's John Malkovich. It's, it's Lisa Kudrow. And so their expectations were sky high, and now they are saying it's terrible. My expectations for Knives Out, because it was so well received, were very high, and I didn't like it that much, given that I expected a lot from
it. My expectations were high, too, despite your take on it. I finally watched it last night, and I do think it was kind of average. I enjoyed it, probably a little long for what it was. It's good to see a mystery movie like that, because that's a genre that you don't see that much. I didn't mind Daniel Craig's accent. I quite enjoyed it. But, yeah, it's just okay.
Cool. I noticed something else here that I haven't seen before that was pandemic related, and I suppose we can get into it tomorrow, but the way King of Staten Island is being pushed at $20 because it went straight to video, even though it was supposed to be a theater release and Judd Apatow's movies are a big deal. So they're just charging you the full $20 if you want to watch something that would normally be in the theaters.
Right? 2-day rental, right. It's a 2-day rental.
48 hours. Yeah. Sugats and myself, we both did the King of Staten Island thing.
Yeah.
Both came away with different impressions of it. It connected more with Sugats because he knows that area more.
Yes. Yep. And he's a stoner.
Well, there's that.
It didn't do anything for you?
You would think it would connect with me. I've lost a parent and I'm super into Kid Cudi, but I don't know, man. It's just, we've been down this road with Pete Davidson. I keep trying to give him chances. I just don't know. In Judd Apatow movies, you know what you're signing up for. You're going to wish he had a better editor. They're a little too long. Usually you like one half of the movie. The upset in this one is the second half is actually better than the first half. He's changing it up a bit this time.
But they nailed Staten Island. Staten Island is a special and unique place, and they absolutely captured that in the movie in a way that was like, I have friends from there. Like, they got it exactly
right. Yeah, it's just, I don't know, I couldn't really connect with anybody in the movie, and it's really hard for me to not connect with that Pete Davidson character. Again, it feels like it was written for me, but I just didn't find many people in that movie likable.
Roy, what are you binging these days?
Well, in light of recent events, Netflix has created a kind of a table of movies and documentaries for Black Lives Matter. And the day before, I saw The Five Bloods from Spike Lee. I thought it was a good movie, and there's a lot of Oscar talk. And Delroy Lindo was excellent in that movie. So I suggest you guys watch that.
Chris, how about you? What are you binging these days?
I just finished Hollywood on Netflix. It's about Hollywood and the movie scene in the 50s. It's really good. Jim Parsons is fantastic in it. He's got to win something for that role.
Tony, why are you laughing? Why are you laughing at Chris? What happened there? You were hoping that he would go boy meets girl again for like the 10th consecutive week because it's all he's watching.
World, that's a fine.
Then I said boy meets world. Yeah, if you would have come out and said, hey, it's boy meets world, that would have been great. But again, just.
Are you binging anything that's worth recommending?
I'm rewatching Reno 911. And I feel like that's going to be something that is going to play well going into the future because I feel like it was a lost comic.
A classic. And new episodes are out on that platform. Nobody watches Quibi, right?
Billy, you had something on Reno 911? You like that?
Well, no, I was going to say, yeah, that it's coming back on Quibi. So you can catch some new episodes. Now would be the time to binge. I know what you're wondering, Dan. What is Billy binging? Good question. This week I binged Don't. It's a game show on ABC from Ryan Reynolds, hosted by Adam Scott, and I've binged every episode because there's only been one so far.
Way to go.
Why are you leaning into your microphone, leaning into your computer, proudly displaying how bad your television habits are?
Show business, Dan.
It's quite the investment, one episode.
The show's, Billy, do you find that you have, when you make your recommendations, you find that you have a great, why are you giving me jazz hands again and again?
Show business.
Okay, very good.
When you say show business, Dan, you have to.
That's it. And, we ask Greg Cody what his wife is forcing him to watch these days and why it is that they're watching it and if it's any good. You got to tell if it's any good either. What kind of recommendation do you have for us, Cody? What is it that you're binge watching these days?
Well, I'm binge listening to the Greg Cody Show podcast.
You just heard the Dan Levitard Show on ESPN Radio.
All right, bye.